Diary Fragment Regarding Dr. Kellogg and Judge Arthur. October 1905. I have a representation that Dr. Kellogg is making a spoil of souls. He has tried his arts upon Lawyer Arthur in business transactions, and although I have conversed plainly with Judge Arthur to be guarded, I have heard much talk passing between Lawyer Arthur and Dr. Kellogg, and the result is that the sophistries presented by Dr. Kellogg will have their influence, and he, Judge Arthur, will demand unjustly for his services. An unseen messenger of heaven is in every assembly and is taking record of all the exactions, which is not a personal matter, but the work, that is, connected with the Lord's work. There was a book, and the angel was tracing the over-exaction which should never be represented, neither before saints nor sinners. No Christian, in dealing with his fellow men in any respect, has an excuse, because it is the fashion to charge a high price for any of the work which he does. Lawyer Arthur is to beware, for he must not engage in any enterprise that leaves a shade of dishonesty upon his Christian profession. We are all under supervision of God, and he, the Lord, is making his account in the books of heaven. Mistakes have been made in dealing unjustly, in dealing with brethren, members of the Lord's family. Whatever their calling, as lawyer, as minister, as physician, they are dealing with the workmanship of God. Whatever their calling, they have to meet their accounts traced in the books of heaven. But there is one that is doing his best to make it appear that unrighteousness is justice. Dr. Kellogg has done much that he will wish in that day, when the case comes up in the heavenly courts, that he had not done. He would be glad if he could begin over again and present a different record. So also will Judge Arthur. Being a lawyer, if he has the fear of God before him in all his cases which he has to handle, he receives his reward in the effort to do justice and equity in every case. But he has listened to an adviser, and his judgment and justice have been perverted. Strong lawyer fees were exacted to be met on the great day of final accounts. The judge, the lawyer, may have acted their part shrewdly, but it will be at a greater expense than any lawyer or accountant had calculated, when the word is heard, "Woe unto you lawyers." Luke 11, verse 52.